hazy view clears to reveal a logo, KTF Films. Now, a yellow Labrador Retriever wears a harness with a handle on it. A person grabs the handle and walks with the dog.
It was a very bright and sunny day.
As they cross an intersection, cars blur.
We were just walking along on the sidewalk.
I was crossing an intersection. This flash of something came within 3 feet of me.
He wouldn't budge. And I said, Bryson, let's go.
Satchel pulled me back.
Donovan pulled me back.
I was literally right at the edge of a very dark stairway.
This car just overshot the intersection.
And the car never stopped, never had any idea that we had been there.
Bryson disobeyed me to protect me.
A photo shows a man with his dog.
When the airplane first struck the tower, I felt as much as heard a big explosion.
Roselle helped guide him down 78 floors to safety.
No way I would have been able to run successfully if it hadn't been for Roselle.
Several retrievers guide people.
If they're given a command that might put their person in harm's way, they have to make the decision not to take that command. Every other service dog is trained to take commands no matter what.
Close views show several guide dogs. A man wearing tinted glasses and a baseball cap gives an interview.
After I realized what had happened, I had to collect myself, and I walked out of the building, went and sat down at the bench. And
fighting tears, he hangs his head.
And I knelt down in front of him, and I gave him the biggest hug and thanked him.
Because he saved my life. I truly believe that.
Cut to white. A title appears, Pick of the Litter. In a whelping kennel, a person holds a newborn pup to its mother. The man cradles the tiny dog in a white towel.
Is it girl?
Yes.
He brings the pup to a fellow employee, and she cleans it up.
Nice job.
The employee steps into the mother's cage and helps her deliver another pup.
Good girl.
One more push.
There we go. Good job.
She takes the newborn yellow lab and suctions its airway.
Okay. Just a minute. We'll go see Mama in a second.
She dabs a liquid on the pup's stomach.
Good job.
Look at that.
She brings the pup to its mother, who licks the newborn. The mother pants heavily as she nurses her newborn pups. She licks the yellow one. Fade to white. Words appear. 800 dogs are born at Guide Dogs for the Blind every year. Only 300 make it all the way to become guides. In the kennel, the employee suctions a black pup's airway.
Look at you. Another boy. This is number 4. And it's another little boy.
Okay.
Little yellow girl.
The woman rubs another yellow pup with a towel.
It's good to see your mama.
The pup joins its brothers and sisters to feed.
Everybody in there is looking good.
One of the black pups rolls onto its back, and its mother nuzzles it back onto its belly. A yellow pup yawns.
Which make it all the way through to guide? You never know. It could be one, it could be none.
Fade to white. These 5 puppies will begin their 20 months of training tomorrow. Only the best will make the cut. Outside the kennel, a young man rolls the puppies in a plastic bin with holes in it.
Name the Ojai litter.
And what's our litter again?
Oh, it's P. There's 3 boys and 2 girls. Okay. Pegasus is on 2 different lists. And then let's see. Patriot? P-A-T-R-I-O-T. Percy and Perry, those are all working guides, so we can't use those. We had Phil on the list.
I like Phil. Phil's like a down-to-earth name. That's like, Phil's the guy's guy. Phil's your buddy. Phil's the guy who's gonna be okay with you borrowing his car.
Put Potomac up there, and that's on 2 lists too. I forgot that one. P-O-T-O-M-A-C. I really like Potomac.
A graphic points an arrow to one of the black pups. It reads Potomac.
Can we pick it?
Yeah.
Okay. Patriot.
Patriot. Winner.
Another arrow indicates a black pup. Patriot.
And Phil. All right. Okay. Phil it is.
I think you're a little bit of a celebrity already.
An arrow points to a yellow pup.
So we have to name the girls. Primrose.
A yellow pup chews a toy.
And then another one is Poppet.
A black pup.
P-O-P-P-E-T.
That's cute. Poppet.
I like that.
So what do we think? Patriot, Potomac,
Primrose, and Poppet.
And then we have Phil, which is the sentimental favorite, obviously. Right.
Yep.
So there you go.
Excellent.
Five puppies on the quest to be guide dogs. Patriot, Phil, Poppet, Potomac, and Primrose.
It's hard to tell at this age, but they're all looking very comfortable with new things in their environment, exploring. And those are the things we want to look for at this age, is that they're outgoing, that they're not shy of anything, they're not showing any uneasiness with things in the environment.
In the play yard, an employee lures a pup over an obstacle. The pup shies away.
Not too thrilled. Okay. Oh, so I do all this all by myself. Oh, what a good boy.
They climb over obstacles.
Come on. There you go. Good job. Patriot, you get an A+.
A yellow puppy lies down.
And we're getting tired.
Guide Dogs for the Blind receives 1,100 applications a year. Qualified candidates can wait up to a year to get a dog. In an office, a brunette woman types, Janet Gerhardt, waiting for her fourth guide dog.
I gotta read my emails.
Message.
The first guide dog I got, I could hear the caller coming down the hallway, and I actually started crying because he was going to make a difference in my life, and I knew it. And he did.
A black Labrador guides Janet down a sidewalk.
Valor just turned 10. She's the third guide dog I've had, and she was retired when she was about 9 and a half because she'd been attacked.
Janet walks with a cane.
So I had to go back to a cane. I try not to let it limit me, but it has.
In another interview,
I keep hearing that every day, you know, is an adventure with your dog, and I really look forward to that because I love the whole idea of exploration and going places I've never been before.
Ronald Strother, waiting for his first guide dog.
There's only so much that I can do at this point.
I would love to go hiking by myself. I'm not looking to necessarily navigate the Pacific Crest Trail in the first few weeks, but it'll definitely open up the world for me.
2 months old. At the kennel, a woman holds a yellow pup.
Primrose. Hi, little puppy. You can go for a ride. It's a big day.
They board a bus. Christine Benninger, president and CEO, Guide Dogs for the Blind.
Once they leave campus, they actually go out to our puppy raisers. They're with their puppy raisers up until 14 to 16 months, and then they come back to campus for their full guide training, which is about 10 weeks.
The pea litter dogs will meet their volunteer puppy raisers today. The raisers will take the dogs home and continue basic training at a ceremony.
Linda Owen. Now I know the dad is Laughlin.
Okay.
And the mom is Ojai. A male black lab. This is Potomac.
Potomac is Linda's second GDB puppy. Her first puppy was career changed. Linda cuddles the pup. Career changed is a polite way of saying a dog has been cut from the program.
Rebecca Manelga.
Rebecca, her husband, and her son approach the announcer.
What's your name?
Oliver.
Oliver. All right, how many puppies for you guys?
Number 7.
Okay. Number 7, lucky number 7. This is Primrose.
Christina hands Primrose to Rebecca. Oliver pets the yellow pup. Now, Rebecca and her family arrive home with Primrose.
We've been really looking forward to having her since number 6 went back in May.
Number one was a breeder. Number two was career changed for food allergies. Number three, Roxanne, is a working guide. Her handler is the man who developed and built the Olympic Athletes Village. Number four, Star, is in Santa Barbara. Number five, Rubina, is partnered in Nevada. And then Joy, number six, we're hoping for end of August, early September graduation from her.
Come on.
Linda pulls Potomac from a carrier.
Come see your new home.
In 2008, my husband passed away. And so I was left with seven dogs. When the final one passed away, I thought I was done, but I really missed it. So it's nice having dogs back in my life again.
You go into the training experience with the mindset that this is not your dog. So you can love them and play with them and encourage them, but you also know that you are not keeping them as a pet. You're sad to see them go, but you're so pleased and blessed that they are doing what they were trained to do, what they were bred and raised to do. Ow!
Potomac nibbles her finger, and Linda recoils.
Yeah, I don't like it when you nip me.
A teen boy enters the guide dog campus.
Hello there. You are getting a lovely little boy by the name of Patriot. You'll be raising the puppy?
Yeah.
Awesome. And so will the puppy be going to school with you then?
Yes.
Fantastic. So does that make you like the most popular guy at school?
It's a small school, so.
Yeah.
Awesome. The clinic employee brings in Patriot.
Oh my God, you are so cute.
You won't break him, I promise. There you go.
Patriot is Nick's first GDB puppy.
It's okay, little guy.
Nick puts Patriot into a carrier in the back of his mom's SUV. As they drive away, Patriot looks out the slats in the crate.
Patriot, sweetie pie, okay?
Patriot. I'm not sure he's going to make it all the way home in the kennel.
They stop the car and let Patriot out of the crate. Nick feeds him water.
Hi, Patriot.
Sitting in the back, Nick holds the pup.
What are you crying about?
In a driveway.
Hi, Poppin. How are you? Oh, my goodness.
She's a sweetie.
Of course, so they're always sweeties.
Poppet is Kathy and Bill's eighth GDB puppy.
You've got high standards to live up to.
That's right.
We haven't co-raised with Lisa and her husband, Chris, before. We were thinking we'll just do a week on and a week off.
Do I get to see Poppet? Oh, she's so cute. Oh, hey,
she
Pop.
As big as she did in the picture.
No, she looks much smaller than the picture. Yeah, look at that. I bought you a present.
Lisa and Chris are first-time raisers.
I've never seen them this small.
I just don't want to cry.
Can't cry.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's Bill.
Hi, little.
Bill is Patty and Al's first GDB puppy in their car.
First car ride?
Yeah. What do you think of that, huh?
All right.
Patty waves Phil's paw as Al shuts the car door.
No longer empty nesters.
Right. Not for another year and a half, maybe? I would be lying if I said I wasn't worried about making mistakes, but when this is all said and done, I want him to be in the best shape possible in terms of being ready for the formal guide dog training so that he makes it and makes a big difference in somebody's life.
They arrive home.
We're here, Phil.
Here we go, little man. So I'm just going to pass the leash across to you. And then you can just say his name and just bring him on over very gently. We're not forcing him to do anything. It's willing cooperation.
Louise, puppy club leader. Patty snaps.
Don't click your fingers. Make sure he's on your left-hand side, Patty. We don't say nice right now. We're not going to give him any kibble out of the crate. So when he whines, we're just going to move out of the room. And we're not at the come stage right now. It's best to actually not have shoes that have laces. You do have to stay off the floor, sweetheart. I'm sorry about that. Are you sleeping downstairs or upstairs?
Upstairs.
Ooh. I would think about the sofa.
Yeah.
And then visitors keep to the bare minimum.
Okay.
Put him to bed at 10. And you need to go to bed at then as well.
All right.
Okay. You're good. You'll be fine.
There's all these things that I need to do and remember to do. And it's kind of like a baby where you come home and it's kind of, okay, now what?
Tammy Schenkel, GDB Community Field Rep.
Puppy raisers do the awesome job of bringing a puppy into the family, making them part of the family. It's the puppy's first chance to build a partnership. They teach them manners, they teach them foundation exercises, and they take them and expose them to the world.
In a backyard, Patriot nibbles on his leash, which Nick holds. Primrose eats a treat out of Rebecca's hand. Wearing her harness, she walks upstairs with Rebecca. Poppet wears a sign, Guide Dog Puppy. She swims in a pool with Kathy and Bill. Linda plays with Potomac. The dog chews on a rope with a ball attached. On a tennis court, Potomac wears his harness and walks to Linda. Phil goes for a car ride. Now he keeps a steady gait beside his razor. Cut to black. 5 months old. At school, Nick walks with Patriot.
Patriot has been very rowdy lately. Can you please just be good?
It's not easy. It's definitely not easy. His main problem is he's very mouthy, and he likes to bite a lot.
Be gentle. He loves to bite. Oh, no, that's my clothing. That's my clothing.
Uh-uh. Nick uses his hand to muzzle the pup.
Anybody who, like, will pet him here, he'll, like, bite them, and that's not okay, because he can't bite. And even if it's just, like, playing, it's still not acceptable. I don't know if I exactly trained him right, and it may have led to this. I don't want to lose him.
He sneezes on Nick.
Even if he does that, I don't care.
In an airport, Rebecca and Primrose cross through a security checkpoint.
Primrose! You ready to go work?
Yay!
Let's go! We're at SeaTac. We're gonna do a really big outing today with the puppies.
Nice!
They're gonna take us through security, good, all the way to boarding an aircraft.
She's been doing really well. She's probably one of the better pups we've had at this age. Tends to be very responsive to the training and whatnot. A little bit distracted by people. Likes getting interaction and seeks out people a little too much, but we'll work through that.
This is so much.
She's really overwhelmed.
We're gonna go find a quiet corner, and I'm actually gonna sit and cuddle with her. We're just gonna do a little bit of tactile grounding. There. Good girl. We don't ever want to coddle them, but we do wanna just take the time to recognize that she is overwhelmed, and if we can kind of take this moment to recharge, she'll be more successful.
Primrose lies on her back on Rebecca's outstretched legs.
Hi. That might be our airplane.
Oliver and his dad, Eric, watch the plane taxi to the gate. On board, Rebecca and Primrose walk to a bathroom at the back.
Oh, we made it! What a good girl!
Rebecca takes her seat beside Oliver.
I got my window closed.
Down.
Primrose lies at her feet.
High five.
Woo!
Later, they deplane.
Sit. A lot of the time, the very first outing after graduation is they have to fly home. So when she's partnered with someone who is visually disabled, she has to be comfortable moving through airports and going on and off of aircraft. And many of the puppies go on to fly regularly throughout their careers.
On a wide rural street, Ronald walks alone, using a cane.
I'm 32, and I lost my sight completely when I was 18 months old. I lost my first eye when I was 9 months, and then the second when I was 18 months. And the cause of it was retinoblastoma, which is a hereditary form of cancer that I got from my father's side. It tends to skip generations, but kind of didn't on this one.
Janet gives an interview.
I was diagnosed with a disease called retinitis pigmentosa, which takes all of your peripheral vision. From shoulder to shoulder, you should have 180 degrees of vision, so I should be able to see my hands, you know. I can't see my hands until they get...
She puts her palms together.
Let's see. I think I kind of see... It's a little better. Yeah. I can kind of see the tips of my finger. I was worried about having grandchildren and not being able to see their faces. My daughter-in-law was pregnant and she had the baby like way too early, but I was able to see her face. And since then, I can't see their faces anymore. The detail, I can tell they're there, but I can't see detail anymore. But I did get to see the faces of my grandchildren.
A photo shows Janet with two girls. Nick arrives at the guide dog campus.
Patriot.
He enters with Patriot and heads down a long hallway. Now they sit in the clinic waiting room. His mom approaches.
Oh. Hi, Patriot.
Oh, don't get so excited.
I know, he doesn't know what's happening.
Guide Dogs for the Blind is transferring Patriot to new raisers because he wasn't behaving well at school. Patriot goes into a cage.
Come here.
His mom shuts the door as Nick says goodbye. Kneeling on the floor of the kennel, Nick rubs the pup's chest. He straightens and looks down at Patriot somberly. His mom returns and lets Nick out. As he walks away, the teen waves goodbye to the pup.
Bye, Patriot.
Outside, Nick fights back tears. His mom consoles him.
He just needs to grow up a little bit. Don't you kind of want him to become a guide dog? Me too. He's very sweet. You did a good job. You did a good job. He just wasn't quite ready to go to high school.
I know.
Good. But you did a good job.
At home, Patty answers her cell phone.
Hello?
Hi, is this Patty?
Yeah.
Hey, Patty, this is Allie Brown and Jenny Schenkel. We've got you on speakerphone.
Patty is told that GDB is transferring Phil. GDB says the plan was always to move Phil to more experienced raisers. Patty says she wasn't told this in advance.
I said, that is so devastating. It was a blindside.
Let's go, Phil.
Patty walks with Phil to the car and feeds him a treat.
I was in it for the long haul. I was going full bore and the attachment and the whole bit. I'm so angry.
There's always that point of, do I really need to give him back whenever that happens in the chain of events? You know, whether it's when the puppy's 5 months old or when the puppy is 15 months old or me turning to the school. It's like, can I have a little bit more time? Can I do a little bit more? So I think that's part of the gift the raisers give. They want to do the best thing they can do. So sometimes it's hard to let go.
In the car, Patty pets Phil as her husband drives.
I wanted to do it perfectly, and I wanted him to be the one that's going to make it.
Arriving at the guide dog campus, Al opens Patty's door and helps her get Phil out of the SUV.
When there were these conflicting instructions on what to do and what not to do, it would bring up the fear of failing for me and failing Phil.
Say thank you for everything you did for me, Mama.
In the clinic, Patty and Al say their goodbyes.
You behave, okay? Okay. Bye. Hey, there you go. Good picture.
Good.
Patty tearfully pats Phil's chest. Later, she and Al leave the campus. An employee takes Phil into the kennel area. Later, she goes into a cage and puts a leash on Patriot.
Today, we're picking up a new guide dog for the blind. I already saw the size of his jacket. It's just tiny, so we were just teasing each other about how little tiny the little jacket is. It's gonna be a baby.
Adam and his mom, Melissa, are picking up Patriot. He will be their third GDB puppy. Their previous dogs were career changed.
We only get to do this every so often, so, you know, getting a new dog is just definitely a special day. We are here to pick up Patriot.
What a great name that is.
Oh, yeah. I'm a veteran. Been in the military, you know, I did all my time. I actually have a service-connected disability and everything, so this guy is going to be my best friend.
He was made for you.
He was, absolutely.
That's so cool.
It just happened to work out like that. It just happened to work out. I said, yeah, I'd like to take a look at him. And they said, his name's Patriot.
A photo shows Adam in uniform.
I was an infantryman. I did 2 tours of duty in Iraq. Traumatic events unfolded. So I am disabled now. I'm not working. This is something that I have been battling for 4 years now. It has taken me through depressive stages. It's taken me through hyper-vigilant stages. And the one thing that this dog does is keep me in an even keel. I wake up in the morning and I know the dog needs to be taken care of, and that's what motivates me and gets me going. Left by myself,
My mind goes to bad places and I think about bad things.
An employee brings out Patriot.
Mr. Wiggle.
The dogs so far have really saved me from myself. I'm able to channel my love and give them everything that I have, and I don't have to worry about doing stuff for me. I take care of the dog and everything else kind of falls into place. Oh, look at him. He is better than I expected. I can wake up in the morning and I have a purpose and I know that I'm doing something for somebody else, which makes me feel good.
Adam pets Patriot on the head. A red-haired woman walks Phil into the clinic.
Hi, Phil.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, buddy.
Hey,
hi. Hi.
We're kind of the fixer, so usually they transfer puppies to us and they're like, hey, can you help out with this habit, or, you know, just kind of see what's going on with the dogs.
Phil is Kristen and Kenny's 10th GDB puppy.
Good boy.
I was looking for something to get involved with volunteering, and they always say pick something you'll be passionate about, otherwise you won't stick with it. My dad actually is blind, and when I started to learn about guide dogs, I was like, perfect, I love dogs, but then meeting people who had gotten a guide dog and how much independence they had gotten.
Good boy.
It's something that obviously I always wanted for my dad, to be very independent and to go out and be able to do whatever he wanted to do, and so guide dogs gave that to people, and that's kind of just what started it.
What do you think? This is it?
At home, Kenny cuddles Phil. The pup nips him in the face.
Oh, a bit rough, bud. I have to work on that.
Kenny wipes his nose and checks his fingers. He gets up.
Blood.
Did he?
Yeah.
A stellar start, Phil.
You bite me in the nose the first time we meet.
Kristen takes off Phil's leash and puts him in his cage. In the back seat of her car, Linda puts on Potomac's leash. 9 months old.
The major challenge with Potomac has been loose leash walking. So Guide Dogs wants the dogs to remain at the exact spot on your left-hand side with their collar even with your pants seam, with the leash loose. We'll be walking across the parking lot and all of a sudden he'll jerk forward. And if I'm not paying attention, he can really jerk me off balance. Or if he decides that he sees something over here that he really is interested in, then he'll lunge in that direction. It could be a deal breaker with him. Every month when we fill out the reports online and those go into his permanent record, I have flagged that every single month. Incredibly frustrating to the point where I'm thinking, he's not gonna make it. I don't know if he's being stubborn or if it's me that I'm not doing a good enough job, but we'll see what she says when she sees him today.
Starting now, the puppies will get evaluated every 3 months and can be career changed at any time in an office.
So let's just go ahead and cover some ground with him real quick. I know that he's had some challenging areas.
He's very people and other animal, specifically dogs, distracted. If I am walking him and he sees something on the sidewalk that is attractive, he will lunge toward it.
Can you give me an example of some of the things that he might try to pick up?
Cigarette butt, food, pine cones.
How often do you think that's happening?
Oh, it happens every day.
Linda heads out of the office with the community field rep, Deanna Allen. They walk Potomac around the area.
There you go. Perfect. I think you're frustrated with him, but I think he's actually coming along.
Oh, good.
So the work that you're putting into him is actually paying off.
Oh, he's better than I expected.
Yes, he does look like he's pretty much where he needs to be. I think just following through with, you know, especially the stuff on the ground, that's going to be really important because the dog would take advantage of a blind handler. I really didn't have any red flags that went up today at all, which was great because I was concerned about his viability.
With Primrose.
Right here. Yeah, are we going to have a rough start? Hey, excuse me. Hey, Primrose, let's go. So she's really struggling to hold position right now. Oh, I'm a little nervous about your eval today.
All right, let's go.
She'll be looking for things like distractedness, confidence. Is there any anxiety? If the dog makes a mistake, do they recover quickly? All of those things that would show that they're resilient, that they would be a good working guide for a partner. Primrose, let's go. We're starting to get pretty serious about this process. We're looking for any traits that we really need to get a handle on that would make the dog unsuccessful in the long run. She's pretty distractible.
Missed the turn, sweetie.
That's one of those things that we need to get a handle on because it'll be a make it or break it issue at 12 months.
Rick Wilcox, GDB Community Field Rep.
Sit down.
Miss Poppet now, she's 9 months old, right? Her general confidence when out and about, do you notice her being fearful or reactive to any unusual or novel objects, statues?
No. Nope.
When you're home with her, what's her normal routine? Is she off leash?
Yes.
Does she sleep in a crate?
No.
Sleep
on a bed.
Sleeps loose on a tie down?
No.
Does she?
No. Just
that's good. Poppet showed good confidence around traffic, different surfaces, some dog interest, but she can do the work for her age. I'm very pleased. She's doing very well.
Adam and Patriot meet with a field rep.
Here's my man. Every single area of this dog has made progress. He's going one way, and that's up. He's got more energy, and if we can channel that in the right direction, I mean, this dog has unlimited potential.
Okay, let's go. Can you stay with me? Stay with me.
He's an energetic little boy.
Yeah.
He's taking advantage of you doing all the work, so we need to get him on board and doing a little more of the work himself.
Patriot jumps at the field rep.
And let me just take him and go ahead and let go. Go ahead and let go. That's okay. You can let go. I got him.
Okay.
Hey, buddy. Hey. Dude. Lots of things to work on with him. He's being a big goofy puppy. We still have a pretty long way to go for him in terms of his understanding of what he needs to do.
The field rep stays nearby as Adam and Patriot walk.
He likes to pull. He wants to be first place in everything. Blind people don't care about first place. They need their dog right next to them. It'll be a lot of working on, but it's something that we can fix.
I think he's still a candidate. We certainly have some catch-up work to do. You know, he's fairly out of control, and we need to fix that. Phil's coming along much calmer dog, not as animated. He's not as calm and collected as Phil is at this point.
In a limousine.
Today, we just decided to do some wine tasting in Sonoma.
Phil, you want to go? Hey, wake up, bud.
Let's go. Let's go.
In a winery.
Both of us live busy lives, and we're like, we just need you to know that role, and he has adapted really quickly.
A toddler pets Phil.
Yeah, he gets you. He gets you with a kid.
They load Phil back into the limo.
Oh,
for his age, he's acting really well. He's really appropriate in all situations, and we're actually really pleased with his progress.
At another winery, Kenny kisses Phil. An employee opens a bottle of wine and pours it into a glass. Kenny and Kristen take a sip. Kristen leads Phil into the limo. She pets him under his chin. 12 months old. Linda walks Potomac into the guide dog campus and meets with Deanna.
You're spaz, mister. Why didn't you tell me what's been going on?
He still is not where I think he needs to be as far as the pulling and the lunging. If he sees something, we talked the last time we trained about how maybe throwing some pieces of paper out ahead of us and kind of getting that as a distraction. And he goes for them every time, just lunges for them. And it's like, oh my gosh.
I tell you what, how about if I'd like to kind of just get a visual in terms of like what he's doing. So I'm gonna get some paper and we're just gonna do what you've been practicing yourself.
Deanna rips a piece of paper.
Come here.
Potomac sits.
Nice, good job. Okay, so I'm just gonna start throwing things around and we'll just kind of see what he does. And then you can just start walking over it.
Deanna throws the pieces.
Potomac, let's go.
Linda pulls him before he can sniff the paper. They walk across the rug and she pulls him again.
Yeah, okay, I think I've seen enough. All right, so if you wanna just go ahead and have a seat again.
Linda tugs the leash again.
Come on.
With the amount of effort that you've put into working with this, you really would hope that you would have more carryover. I think it's probably fair to say that being a guide dog is not in Potomac's future. He's told us himself, right?
He's choosing.
Yeah, I think so. He probably just wouldn't thrive in that capacity, I think. All right, mister, civilian life for you.
This is Potomac.
Glimpses show newborn Potomac and Linda receiving him as a puppy. In the present, Linda puts Potomac into her car.
It's a mixture of disappointment and relief. because I know that he was struggling, and so have I.
A graphic shows drawings of the five puppies. Potomac's name gets removed. Pee litter meetup. At a park, Poppet and Phil's razors walk their dogs across the parking lot.
Which one is this?
This is Phil.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Oh, hi, Phil.
Hi, Phil. You are big, buddy.
Mama, Poppet's here.
This one is Primrose.
Primrose.
So this is the only other girl.
Yes.
Sisters, it's so cute.
Now I notice she's a little more apprehensive to things.
Oh, she's the opposite. She's gotten really confident. We took her through the airport and onto the airplane today, and she just was rock solid. How many of you guys said?
This is our eighth.
This is our eighth.
Well, if she makes it, it'll put us back to 50-50.
There you go.
Adam approaches with Patriot.
Oh my gosh, now look at
that's Patriot.
That's Patriot.
Look at the long legs.
Yeah, he's that's Patriot pumpkin pie.
Oh.
These are your brothers and sisters? You got some brothers and sisters?
Yeah. I taught him to shake, and now I wish I wouldn't have.
Patriot and Phil get playful.
Just pause down, bud.
All right.
So we got four out of
five.
Five.
We have a little news. Potomac has been cut.
Oh,
okay.
I'm not terribly surprised because they make these cuts a lot, but I'm, you know, I like that they do that they're really thorough. So I feel bad for the razors though. It's always a blow.
I think maybe it just brings home a reality that we're at that point where we're starting to look at some of the behaviors and really think about, is this a make it or break it kind of thing?
A lot of dogs don't make it. It's a part of the process. This is our third dog, and I really would like to do my part and contribute. And part of that process for me is having a successful dog. Mm-hmm. And I've put a lot into this dog, and I know that it is heartbreaking to have a dog cut.
We very adamantly say nothing is done until it's done. Your dog is not official until they walk across the graduation stage, and even then, we've had dogs last 2 weeks and be shipped back to campus.
I would love to have seen all five of them successful guides. Four out of five still actively moving toward that goal, I think is absolutely phenomenal.
Rebecca holds Oliver's hand and walks with Primrose up a set of stairs. Phil sits in the back of Kristen's car. Bill rubs Poppet's chin. Adam walks Patriot into his garage. Kenny leads Phil up a busy stairwell. Poppet hops up on the edge of a fountain. Adam sits in a classroom and feeds a treat to Patriot out of his backpack. Rebecca and Oliver walk outside with Primrose. 15 months old. Adam pets Patriot.
Good boy. Yes, you are a handsome devil. Good boy.
Right now, Patriot is apparently come as far with me as they claim that he can make progress. They just want him to be with somebody else. Come on.
Okay. Shake it out. I know. Kennel.
Patriot hops into Melissa's car.
Guide dogs is pretty impersonal when it comes to decisions like this. What they see is that we signed on the dotted line, and this is a transfer of another puppy. Ultimately, I am a stickler for the rules. I agree with having that set of rules, and I agree with them evaluating the situation and saying this is what we need to do to get the dog to be successful. Hate to see him go, though. He's done a lot for me.
Adam sits in the back with the pup and hugs him. They meet with Patriot's new razor at a park.
Nice to meet you, Maureen. This is Mr. Patriot.
Oh, hi, handsome boy.
The lady that's taking him said that she'll meet with me anytime I want to see him and stuff, but I'll just let her do what she needs to do. And it's a kind gesture because she knows how difficult it is to turn the dogs over.
Adam fits a new leash on Patriot.
You are officially Maureen's.
She leaves the park with the dog.
He's gonna make it, yeah. He's gonna make it. I'm excited for him. But it doesn't make the empty house any easier.
Adam somberly watches Maureen walk away with Patriot. Cut to white. 16 months old. The pee litter dogs will now be returned to GDB campus, where they will either become guide dogs, breeders, or be cut from the program. Kristen and Kenny get out of their car with Phil.
I always get sad around it. Just know that he's going to go back and it's going to be okay, and then keep moving forward. Come here, bub.
Good boy. Okay.
They walk through the campus.
You heard all the other puppies.
Phil is here for recall. Phil is here.
Good boy. I always have to have those couple days just to kind of mourn it a little bit and to know that, like, this is the process and it's kind of how it goes. We both gave him a little pep talk about how he's going to, like, be great and just, like, go get him. So, you know, hopefully all of that will rub off on him and he'll take it to heart and he'll do really well.
Maureen meets with a field rep.
We have a history, don't we, Patriot? We know. I'm watching you, dude. Some of the things that he did in the last home, I want to kind of see if they've resolved.
Okay.
So, like, whining in the crate.
No.
How is he in a crate?
No, he doesn't whine.
Okay. And good on tie down?
Yes.
No vocalization at all?
He's never barked. And he doesn't jump on the furniture. He doesn't counter surf. He doesn't pick up things inappropriately.
And how about the pulling?
He doesn't pull.
Okay. That is just wonderful news.
So. Maureen and the field rep walk with Patriot.
Hi, buddy. It's about time we got to say hi. Don't get my string.
The field rep plays with the dog.
Want to get mousy?
She checks his paws.
You're still a strong fellow, huh?
She hands him back to Maureen.
I think he's ready. He's ready he's going to be.
You know when they go back that the people are so experienced that they've seen everything and they're going to see who he truly is, and hopefully they see what I see.
Rebecca and her family play with Primrose.
Hi, Primrose.
I always tell people the best way to put it is we get them to high school, and then after high school graduation, they go off to college.
Work hard.
See, of course they will. I will have new friends to play with.
Yeah.
Yep.
Open kennel run time. Ooh.
She's like, that's my favorite. Ooh. Do you think they have a jolly ball?
I bet they do.
Back.
Some of the fun things about Primrose have been how much she wants to work.
That's cool.
We've had challenges, but we've worked through them. The unknowns just keep piling at this point. Is she going to breed a breeder? Is she not? Is she going to go to training string? Is she not? Is she going to make it through training? Is she not? You have to really make your peace with that. I'm really hoping she ends up going into training. Well, we have a puppy to take to campus.
You would think it would be easier after a while, but no, it's not.
Let's go.
Yeah, you get a lot of mixed emotions. You're anxious because you want them to pass. You're happy because you know what they're supposed to go do and what their purpose is. You're kind of sad because you've come attached to them.
We have to say our goodbyes.
Can I get a sniff?
Is that what that's for?
What? Yeah. I love you. You do good things, girl, okay?
You make us proud, okay? You be the best little girl. You enjoy getting to be with your siblings. That's kind of special. Not everybody gets to do that.
In the parking lot, Rebecca kisses Primrose's face.
I love you.
She leans her head against the dog.
Oliver, do you want to give Primrose a hug?
Oliver gives her a hug. They watch a GDB rep take Primrose away. Eric hugs Rebecca as she cries in his arms. Oliver leans against the car and looks sad. In a vet's office.
Ready? We're up. Hello.
Who do we have here?
Primrose.
Beautiful.
Good girl. Hi, Poppet. Your turn.
These are the first two in. We have two boys that are still out. And then we did have one of the males that was career changed for some scavenging behavior and avoiding control.
Hi, Poppet.
How are you, beautiful?
The dogs that we're considering for the breeding colony are really the best of the best. We have pretty much all of our information on Primrose and Poppet, so let's go over those. I'm looking at Primrose now. She scored 3-4 on her hips. Her patellas are good. Eyes are clear. She's a little higher energy and seems pretty excitable.
Oh, good girl!
Just another day.
Oh, okay, grab a hold of the dog. So Poppet, she has 3-3 hips, good patellas, passed her eye exams, passed her heart exam. It seems like Poppet's a little bit calmer, not as energetic and as excitable. Yeah, so we're thinking Primrose?
Yeah.
An employee makes a call to Rebecca at home.
Hello.
This is Megan calling from the breeding department at Guide Dogs.
We're excited to find out if it's a yes or a no.
Well, it's definitely a
yes. Primrose is going to be a breeder for us for sure.
Okay.
Thank you for raising her.
Rebecca smiles and hangs up. She starts to cry and puts her hand over her mouth.
That's good. It's good. It is good. They're happy tears.
A graphic shows drawings of the four remaining puppies. The word breeder appears beside Primrose, and her picture disappears. The 10-week formal guide work training begins today for Phil, Patriot, and Poppet. A brown-haired man walks between rows of kennels. He approaches Poppet's cage.
Here's our girl. Hey, Poppet. I'm Adam Silverman. I'm going to be training Phil and Poppet.
Hi, buddy.
My name is Melanie Harris.
Hey.
I will be working with Patriot. Sounds like he has a lot of energy, a lot of personality, and I'm looking forward to seeing if we can't channel that for the greater good.
Pretty. Oh, don't do that.
If there's anybody that can handle the more difficult types, it's her. So, looks good for Patriot.
Good.
Yes, good girl, Poppet.
She's kind of ferocious. This is definitely my type of dog. Very physical, likes to play, kind of rough.
Good boy, yeah. Good job, Phil, that's it.
I really liked how he responded to the harness being on. He was just like, good. I was born for this.
Stay.
There's always that understanding that you need to do a good job training the behaviors because someone's putting their trust and faith in this animal.
Janet moves down a sidewalk with her cane.
If you talk to very many cane users, they'll tell you that sometimes it gets stuck in a crack, it'll come back out of your hand and hit you in the gut. You learn to not have your cane so stiff and down on the ground where it will do that.
Oh, yeah. It's not a pleasant experience either. Because I've had it go lower too, because it hurts.
Janet stops at a curb.
And back home, safe and sound. Oh, it happened. It hit the thing and came right back at me. That's why I don't like canes.
Brief glimpses show Poppet wearing her harness. Silverman holds the handle as they cross streets and sidewalks.
You've got 5 guide work commands.
Nice. Forward.
And that is just what it sounds like. Go forward in a straight line. Halt, which means stop. Hop up, which is basically keep going when the dogs have slowed or stopped. And then you've got your turn commands. Poppet left.
Patriot, right.
And also maintaining line down the sidewalk, not fading into driveways or openings, because when you're blind, you need the dog to just bring you to the down curb, and you're not going to know when the dog's veering dramatically offline.
Good job, yeah.
With Patriot.
Usually I start seeing curb awareness starting to stop on their own. Patriot, forward. There's definitely some general impulse control, self-control immaturity that needs to continue to develop.
I'm overseeing his progression, and I want to make sure each dog progresses with each exercise.
Good.
I'm on the fence with Patriot. I'm not like, oh, he's a guide dog. He's intense. So not all the time we want that in our dogs, but there's blind people that love that type.
I'm gonna go under. It is week 3, so we've got testing on Friday.
Pop up. That sets the groundwork for if they're ready to move on to everything yet to come.
Silverman wears a blindfold.
Just gotta come back to right. Pop it, pop up. A little bit nervous, but I've been doing this for enough time where hopefully I have a pretty accurate read on the dog. I think they're both gonna do fine, but knock on wood, right? Where's the wood? Knock on wood. All right. Let's see. Poppet, forward.
Test 1, preliminary guide work. GDB training supervisor Stacy Ellison walks with Silverman and Patriot.
Usually when there's nothing written means it's either really bad or really good, and in her case it's really good.
Okay.
But she's ready for the next step.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, forward.
Wearing the blindfold, Silverman continues the test with Patriot and Stacy.
Phil, hop up.
Stacy writes on a clipboard. Phil guides Silverman astray, then stops in the middle of a crosswalk.
Phil, hop up. Phil, hop up.
Phil doesn't move. Later, he guides Silverman toward a car.
Phil, curb.
He did not meet our expectations for preliminary guide work to move on to the next step. Perhaps we need to build up his mental stamina.
Phil, hop up. It's a bummer, you know. I really had, he was on track and, you know, I was training him correctly, but it sucks. He's not, so.
Patriot, forward.
Patriot guides Melanie down a sidewalk. The dog stops at a curb, then continues.
Good job, buddy.
Patriot, halt. Patriot met expectations. He showed a nice basic understanding of the fundamentals of guide work.
I'm very happy with any dog with how that route went, but especially with him. Patriot, forward.
Pop it, you.
Good girl.
Test 2, preliminary obedience. Yeah, Stacy offers Poppet a treat. The pup turns away.
Good, good girl. Very good.
All right, beautiful.
You did it. Good job. I'm so proud of you. Good, good girl. Guide work and obedience. Rock star.
All right, buddy. Looks like you're up. Patriot, sit. Good. Good boy. Patriot, down.
Patriot hesitates before he lays down.
Good. Patriot, heel. Very good. Nice job, buddy.
Todd, a training supervisor, offers a treat and gets ignored.
Good boy, Patriot.
You passed.
Good job, buddy. You did it. Yeah.
It's all warmed up. Ready to start the test. Phil, heel.
The pup awkwardly shuffles sideways.
That wasn't very good. Phil, heel. Okay.
Todd takes notes.
Heel. No. Doesn't have it. That's two fails for Phil today. Okay.
In the kennel, Silverman walks with Phil.
It is frustrating, you know, you put in a lot of time and effort to try to get the dog to pass, and if they don't, then it sucks. Phil, hop up. Phil's gonna stay in phase 3 until he's ready for his preliminary guide work retest.
At a train station.
Good boy, Patriot.
Yeah.
Silverman and Poppet ride an escalator.
Good girl. We're gonna do a platform intro to try to teach them that when you say forward in the direction of a platform edge, which would be dangerous if the dog went in that direction, when you give them that command, they should not only refuse it, but ideally pull you away. Forward, left, left.
Patriot, forward.
Good.
Patriot avoids a hazard.
Ready, ready, ready. Patriot, forward.
He did really, really well for any dog, but especially for him, where standing still has been something we're working on. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Patriot licks her. At the training facility, Silverman pets Phil. Text appears. Phil's retest day. Phil must pass both tests in order to continue in the program.
It's a little bit like Groundhog's Day with this dog. He's definitely made improvement, but we'll see how it goes.
Phil, hop up. Phil, sit. There we go. Phil, heel.
Retest 1, obedience. A training supervisor offers Phil a treat, but the pup ignores it.
Good, good boy. He passed. That's the important part.
Got this, Philly.
Phil, forward.
In a crosswalk, Phil guides Silverman, who wears a blindfold. The pup halts before a curb as a car stops at the intersection.
Good boy, Phil.
Silverman gives Phil a treat. Phil guides the trainer along a sidewalk and goes around a group of women pushing baby carriages. Silverman crouches and pets him.
All right.
Woo!
Text appears. Phil passed both tests and can now move on. A car's point of view approaches a crosswalk. The car bumps into Melanie and a black lab as they cross a street.
Today we're doing traffic training. It's exposing the dogs to different types of traffic encounters that are potentially dangerous that they should be wary of.
Good, 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 good.
In a lot of ways, this traffic route is a demarcation for the dog to learn the responsibilities involved in being a guide dog.
Good. Traffic training is teaching the dog to either back up.
Good, 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 good. Forward.
Hold their position or speed up based on what the car is presenting.
In this next check, I'm going to be pulling into a driveway and cutting off the team. The dog should stop and then, of course, hold.
Good.
And look at that buffer. Wow. He says, no way.
He's like, I recognize that car anywhere.
We'll also do intelligent disobedience.
Patriot, hop up.
We're teaching to disobey when the situation's unsafe, meaning the car is still present.
A dog halts as the car blocks their path.
Good girl, good. Hop up. Good girl, pop it, that's it, good girl. I was like insistent, she go, and she's just looking at me like, no, there's a car there.
Patriot, forward. Something I've seen off and on since the beginning of training, it's him being a little uncomfortable around other dogs. He has started hackling, which is not great. You can see just the beginnings of it right here on his back. The hackle's going up. It's a visual cue to me that he's feeling something. See that hair going up again right there?
Melanie and Patriot ride a bus.
I look at Patriot and I just see this really intense dog, and we're trying to get that out of him and calm him down so he can be an appropriate guide dog. And is that gonna happen? Is he gonna be a dog that can be a guide, or is he gonna just be too much for the program? What the next steps would be is to bring this to the rest of the soup group and just talk about it.
A slow motion view shows Melanie playing fetch with Patriot in the play yard. Later, Todd and Melanie stand outside the building.
We got together, the supervisor group, today. We all collaborated on Patriot. We come to the conclusion we're going to career change him.
I think some other organization will snap him up. He's come so far in the last 6 weeks that
totally
with more education, somebody's going to really benefit from him.
A slow motion view shows Melanie giving Patriot a treat. At home, Adam and his mom answer the phone.
Hi, Tammy. It's Adam.
Hi, Tammy.
I am, sorry to pass along some disappointing news. I'm just going to jump right in there.
Okay.
Patriot has been career changed, and it's due to his impulsive nature. That just didn't work with our program.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the bummer. There is a little bit of a silver lining. We would like to offer him back to you if you'd like, but if that isn't going to work with your situation, there is some interest in him from Dogs for Diabetics. So that is, something they'd like to assess if you decide you're not in a situation to take him back. So
okay.
You have some time to think about that, because I know that's a lot.
Well, I've thought about it. I needed about 5 seconds. I really want Patriot back. I would really love to have him back. He just is my handsome, sweet boy. Oh, what did they say? He's just a immature boy.
Jerkwad.
He's a little jerkwad. Oh, but he's my little jerkwad.
A car drives along a highway and passes a cluster of palm trees.
I've never bonded or connected with a dog like Patriot before. I'm not just one person anymore. I'm going to be two. It's going to be me and him from now on. Oh my gosh, like my heart's pounding.
They pull into the guide dog campus. A trainer walks Patriot along a path.
Patriot, that's my boy. That's my boy. That's my boy. Hi, young man. Hi. I know, good boy.
That's my boy.
Adam hugs and kisses Patriot.
I know. Happy boy. Good boy.
The dog pants with an open mouth as Adam hugs and pets him. A graphic shows drawings of the three remaining dogs. Patriot's drawing fades away. At the kennel.
Poppet, forward.
Silverman and Poppet leave. Final testing. Poppet and Phil need to pass 5 tests in order to become guide dogs. In an open room.
I'm ready. Whenever you are, you can move in the forward direction.
Poppet, heel.
Test 1. Obedience. Poppet guides Silverman.
Left about turn.
Poppet, heel.
Oh, gorgeous.
Good girl. Show off.
Call your dog?
Poppet, come. Oh, good job. Good girl. That's it.
Good job.
Pass. Test 2. Guide work.
Follow your dog.
Poppet walks a steady line.
She likes to work.
She does.
Poppet halts as they approach a busy intersection.
Great job, Adam.
Pass. Test 3. Buildings. In a department store.
Right. Good job, P. Good girl. Find the escalator.
Targeted it. Beautiful.
Wow, look at you. Okay, forward. Good job. Halt.
Pass. Test 4. Traffic.
What we're looking for is the dog to have finished responses around cars.
Glimpses from the car's point of view show Poppet trying to avoid collision.
Careful.
The pup backs up slowly as the car impedes their walk.
She went right up to the traffic checks and didn't show a buffer between the team and the car.
Fail. Test 5. Sidewalkless.
Left.
Sidewalkless training is training the dogs to work in a neighborhood that doesn't have sidewalks.
Poppet, right.
The dogs are taught to stay close to the left curb edge.
Stop, reorient.
Poppet, right, left. Poppet, hop up, left.
Poppet navigates around a truck, then walks along the curb. The dog veers off course.
Stop. Tell her hop up.
They stop.
So, Adam, I'd like to see her again in sidewalkless since she didn't pick it up.
Text appears as they walk away. Fail.
Don't beat yourself up.
Poppet will have to be retested. If she doesn't pass both tests, she will be career changed. Wearing a blindfold, Silverman holds Phil's leash. Test 1. Sidewalkless.
All right, Mr. Phil.
The yellow lab guides Silverman along a curb. Phil stops before the truck, and Silverman feels it in front of him.
Good job, Phil. That's it.
He gives Phil a treat. They continue along the curb.
He's got it.
Pass.
That was textbook.
All right. Nice.
Test 2, obedience.
So I'm going to throw this, and you can play with it, but when I call you, you've got to come back to me.
Okay.
Phil, come.
He brings the toy to Silverman. Pass.
Good boy. Ooh, good job.
Boy.
Good boy, buddy.
Test 3, buildings.
Okay, we're clear.
Phil, forward. Good boy.
They walk through the department store.
Good boy. Good.
Come back. Good boy.
Good, Phil.
Good.
Phil guides Silverman off an escalator. Pass.
Phil, forward. Good boy. Halt.
Test 4, traffic. As Stacy drives toward them, Phil stops short.
And really nice buffer. Very good.
Good boy. Good, Philly. Good boy. Phil, forward. Good boy, buddy. That's a good boy. Good.
Pass. Test 5. Guide work.
Coming in today, I think Adam and I both were holding our breath a little bit. A little bit of wild card.
Glimpses show Phil guiding Silverman down a staircase and along sidewalks in various neighborhoods. The yellow lab maintains a steady course. Text appears. Pass.
Halt. All right, Phil. Woohoo!
High five.
Great, you did
it.
Hey,
he's awesome. Yay! He was totally messing with us the whole time. He was a straight arrow worker today.
Phil passed all five tests and will now be matched with a person who is blind.
He presented me with some challenges, and I wasn't always sure if he was going to be able to do the job. I am proud that we got there.
In his apartment, Ronald packs a duffel bag.
I have been waiting 8 months, and then I get a call from Guide Dogs for the Blind saying, hey, we have an opening in our class coming up, and I jumped at the chance.
Ronald goes outside.
Being chosen for this is, in my mind, like winning the lottery, because you don't know if you're going to make it. You don't know if you're going to be considered good enough to work with the dogs.
He gets into a car and folds his cane. Later, the car drives along a highway.
Got major butterflies.
At the kennel.
Okay, bud, forward.
Good boy.
Today he's going up to Oregon to be matched with a client.
Phil runs around the play yard.
This is the end for me, but for him, it's just the beginning. He's still got plenty to learn working with a blind person. And you also just hope that they do everything you taught them to do, you know, and they become a good guide dog.
Glimpses show Silverman petting Phil. The yellow lab licks the trainer's face, then pants with his tongue out. In a vet's office, Silverman leads Poppet onto a scale as the vet types on a computer.
Happy.
Poppet's retest day.
She's got to finish up her testing.
Oh, wow.
She's got a difficult combination. The first test is sidewalkless, which is going up to cars. Then the second test is traffic, which is not going up to cars. So it's going to be an interesting morning for her.
You can do it.
Poppet must pass both tests or she will be career changed. Retest one, sidewalkless.
Okay, let's do this, Poppet.
Poppet right, left, left, left. Left, left, hop up, left, 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 left. Good.
Poppet navigates around two cars, then walks along the curb. The dog keeps a steady course.
There she goes.
Good girl.
She nailed it.
Good job, Poppet. Good girl. Just needed one more, huh? One more.
Good girl.
Good girl. Good job.
Okay, Poppet, you only need one more meets expectations and then we're done.
Retest two, traffic.
All right, remember, don't go up to the cars.
She stops before the car.
Good girl, good job, Poppet.
The pup halts a few yards before the car blocks their path.
Good girl, nice.
In a new neighborhood.
Good girl.
Stacy backs the car up, then goes forward again.
Hop up. Good girl. Nice job.
Excellent.
Super
meets
proud of
expectations.
Her. Good job. Excellent.
You go, girl.
Good
okay.
girl.
Okay. You're going to class. Yes, you are.
You're done.
Yes, you are.
Good girl.
Good girl.
Janet uses her cane as she strolls along the sidewalk.
The last couple of nights, there's been a couple of times where I can't sleep because I'm so excited about meeting her.
In her home, she packs a suitcase.
I was laying in bed thinking, I wonder what my dog is doing right now. Is she out there playing with someone? She doesn't even know she's going to meet me. You know, will she like me?
Glimpses show Poppet.
It's like going out on a date with someone. You know, you haven't met them before. It's a blind date. Will they like me? What are they like? Okay.
You be a good girl on gun?
Her dog licks her face.
Oh, yes. I know you will.
At the campus, a woman walks with Ronald.
All right. I am Ron's instructor. I'm going to be working with him and helping him into his transition with Phil, which he doesn't know the name yet.
In a private room, Ronald meditates.
It's your big day, Phil. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I have butterflies the size of foxes, like ridiculous butterflies. I'm so nervous.
Phil comes out of his crate.
You're so excited. I know.
The yellow lab wags his tail as they walk.
All right, Phil.
They leave the room.
It's like having a kid, you know, it's that nervous expectation. And
Phil and the instructor approach Ronald's room.
Boy.
She unlocks the door and opens it.
Ron?
Yes.
I have a present for you.
They approach Ronald.
Oh my gosh. All right. This is Phil.
Phil licks Ronald's face.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, jeez, Phil. Oh, my goodness.
Sit. Phil, sit. Good. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. You want to tummy rub? Good boy.
Ronald rubs Phil's tummy. Later, the dog licks Ronald's neck.
I'm getting a bath.
In another room, slow motion glimpses show Poppet receiving a bath. A man covers the pup's eyes as he runs a hose over Poppet's head. He dries the dog with a towel. Poppet shakes herself dry as the man leads her into a crate. In the kennel, Silverman approaches Poppet's cage.
Hi, girl.
He attaches a leash.
Oh, you look so nice. Your coat's so shiny. Yes.
They're always so soft when they get groomed. They come back from the groomers and they smell so good and they're so soft.
It's your last day in the kennel. That's it. You made it. You are the pick of the litter.
Oh, the anticipation.
I think the dogs feel the excitement, the energy. They know something big's happening.
They approach Janet's room.
Sit.
Inside, Janet goes to the door.
This is it. This is it. This is it.
Hello. Hello. You mind if I come in?
No, come on in.
All right. It's not just me this time. I got your new friend for you.
Janet sits as they enter.
Do you want to grab your leash? I'll bring her over to you.
I got my leash right here.
All right. All right, here she comes.
Oh, my God. Put it down. Oh, my gosh.
Happy to see you,
oh,
for sure.
Oh, you love me.
Put your leash on her, and I'll take mine off.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
She'll be your dog.
Pop it forward. Good girl.
They walk outside.
Yeah, it's a good girl. Oh, yeah.
Feeling good? Pace is good?
Yeah, it's great.
Look like you've been working together for a while.
I know, she's so perfect. What a good girl.
And now back to the left. And she's like, route's over. All right, so you can say halt. We're back
halt.
Where we started.
Good girl.
Good job, how'd that feel?
It felt terrific. I haven't had a walk like that in a long, long time. Poppet, how'd they do?
You did good.
Am I almost trained?
She said, that was fun, I like you.
Elsewhere, Ronald's instructor follows as Phil guides him. The dog leads him steadily along a sidewalk. In a residential neighborhood, Poppet guides Janet as Silverman follows.
Okay.
In the building, a photographer takes pictures of Janet, Poppet, and the Razors. Graduation day.
Big smiles, everybody.
Took so much restraint to not just run away with her in training. And, like, I'll be a fugitive, but at least I'll be happy. We have Mrs. Janet Gearhart. Woo!
At the ceremony, Janet takes the stage with Poppet.
Sometimes it's not easy to be blind or visually impaired. It can shake one's confidence, and it sometimes makes our world rather small. Navigating our environment can be difficult, and yes, a cane can help, but it's not as great as a fuzzy face and a wet nose. Poppet is here because many people touched her in some way, whether it was a veterinary staff that welped her, volunteers in the kennel, the puppy raisers who gave her the foundation she needed, the basic skills to be socialized and behave herself in public. And then they had to return her to the school, and she went to Adam, and now I have her here. So I want to thank you all for everything you've done, and I'm so thankful to be graduating with Poppet.
In a waiting room, Ronald sits with Phil.
Everybody's got a sense of anticipation going on. You know, after today, it's going to be me and him in the big wide world.
Kristen, Kenny, and Patty enter the waiting room. They approach Ronald and Phil.
Oh, well, well. Hi, Phil.
Ronald holds back as Phil lunges toward them.
Hi, Ron and Kristen.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Kenny.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Ron.
I'm Patty.
Hi, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Can I give you a hug?
It's so good.
So how has it been, Ron?
It has been intense and amazing.
Yeah.
And working with Phil is just freaking awesome.
Oh, good.
I love this guy. Yeah, he's great.
What was it like for you when you first met him?
Not to be cliche about it, but it was kind of love at first sight. And he came bounding over and just licked me in the face and was like, yes!
Is there anything that you're looking forward to the most when you get home?
Honestly, being able to walk without restrictions on where I go. Do you guys have any stories about Phil growing up?
The very first time I met Phil, he came to our house and he immediately jumped in my face and bit me on the nose. And I started bleeding. Remember that, buddy? I hope you don't relive that.
Ronald and the former Razor's pet Phil. Later, they walk through a hallway. A photographer takes pictures of Ronald, Patty, and Phil.
It makes the heartache worth it.
At the ceremony.
All right, next is Mr. Ronald Strother. He lives in Kansas City, Missouri. Today, Ron is receiving his first guide dog, Phil, raised by Al and Patty White of San Ramon, California, and Kristen and Kenneth Shepherd of San Francisco, California.
Ronald takes the stage with Phil and the former Razors.
This is the most amazing gift that I've been given. To say that I'm grateful is an understatement. You've given me a new life. Phil is amazing. He's like my little crazy brother who is going to be with me always.
Ronald, Phil, and the former Razors leave the stage. Outside, the yellow lab guides Ronald through a forest.
He has allowed me to move faster, to move more confidently.
They advance through the forest. A river runs beside their trail. Text appears. Phil. Phil and Ron go to school together every day and love to hike in the big open world. As they sit, Phil rests his head on Ronald's leg.
My life is never going to be the same, and I'm glad. I'm grateful for that.
At a train station, Janet and Poppet wait as a train arrives.
Wait. Okay, inside. Find a seat.
They go inside and sit. Outside, Tex appears as they move down a sidewalk. Poppet. Poppet and Janet go to work together each day. Janet says she is the best guide dog she has ever had. On a field, glimpses show people playing fetch with a black lab. Potomac. Potomac is a pet dog in Portland, Oregon. His new owners say he's a complete handful. In a backyard, Adam plays with a black lab. Patriot. Patriot is Adam's unofficial PTSD dog and official best friend. They spend lots of time in dog parks and getting a certain someone's extra energy out. A slow motion view shows Patriot tugging a toy. In the whelping kennel, a yellow lab pants. Primrose. She nurses several newborn puppies. Primrose gave birth to 5 puppies. They will all train to become guide dogs. Glimpses show vets wiping yellow lab puppies with towels. Only the best will make the cut. A title appears, Pick of the Litter. Credits appear. Produced and directed by Dana Nachman and Don Hardy. Executive producers Ian Reinhard, Dan Braun. Original score by Helen Jane Long. Written by Dana Nachman. Photographed and edited by Don Hardy. Consulting editor, Doug Blush, ACE. Additional editing by Jacob Stein, Dana Nachman. Additional photography, Jacob Stein, Steve Peter, Naomi Tour, Kurt Kuene, Dominique Martinez, Dana Nachman, Charlie Schwartz, Margot Hardy, Heather Kennedy, Michael Gustafson, Jeff Strike, Lori Murray, Maddox McDonald, Ella McDonald. This film is dedicated to Jackie Hoffner and Ted Vale. Logos: Skywalker Sound, Moving Train, Hot Dog Steelmaker, ActiveU, Rough Cuts. Copyright 2018, Pick of the Litter, LLC, KTF Films.